Welcome, everyone. This is Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio. I have some Southern Soul here with me this evening. I have with me Dre Teaser. He is the teaser. And Southern Soul, everyone, the phone lines are open. Please do call in. Dre Teaser, are you with me this evening?
Dre Teaser, Turner is loud and clear with you this evening, Lady Diva.
All right. So, where are you calling from, Dre?
Well, right now I'm calling you from Chicago, but I'm based out of California, but I'm calling you out of Chicago right now. I'm in Chicago right now.
All right. Now, that song there, Let Him Know, is there a brief story behind that song?
Well, there's basically a story behind every particular song, but the story behind that particular song would have to be given to you by Paul Richmond. I did not write that, but it's just funny how the things that he produced on me just paralleled my life. But, I mean, while he was hurting you, you were telling me, you took all you could stand, you're ready to be free. That tells the story right there. Creeping in them streets, you know, it's, you know how we do when we emphasize ourselves.
Yeah. Well, what inspired you to do this song?
Paul Richmond inspired me to do this particular song. And when I heard the lyrics, I was like, wow. Because when I got together with my lady friend of 30-some years, that's basically what we were saying. They didn't know you got a new man. And his name is Dre T. Turner.
All right now. All right. Well, we're going to go off into this showcase. And I want to ask you to tell us all briefly how your journey in the music, in your music career began.
Well, Lady Diva, my journey in my music career began back in 1962, actually.
Wow.
With a group called the Turner Family. My family was the choir for the Clare Missionary Baptist Church when it started back in the 60s, 44, 2 South of Burns there, Pastor Lynch. And my family, the Turner Family, we were the choir. And I became a background singer to my mother and my father, who were prolific singers themselves, and my sister Wilma. And I became a background singer. But by the age of 7 or 8, I was out there leading songs, and by 9, my mom said, oh, yeah, you ready to go. Let's go. And it's been one thing after another. I mean, I started in 63, and I'm still at it at 2019. And, you know, you have people that tell you, man, you, as long as you've been in this band, you should be rich. You need to quit. You need to quit. I'm like, man, you don't understand, dude. It's about the love. That's why I do it. The spirit of the love. Because music is a universal language. It, you know, spiritually touches everybody. I'm not talking about the lyrics. I'm talking about the music.
Right.
But as far as getting my start in gospel, gospel's my passion. And I still love gospel to this day. I always do some gospel. But in 2006, I decided, you know what, it's time to go ahead and record. I've been doing all these shows and everything, singing all over the United States, you know, since the age of 5 years old, and I've never recorded. You know, so got with Paul Richmond after, let me step back a little bit. My brother Jerome Matthews and I got together and we did a song 20 years ago called Sunshine 2000. And I took that to Paul Richmond and he heard it. He was like, man, come on, let's work together. And that's how it actually got started, you know. And just have been constantly pushing. But at the same time, if you don't have the promotional monies to back the product, even though the product may be great, it could sit on the shelf. Nobody will never hear it because you can't get it to the masses.
Yeah.
And that's the problem we have as independent artists, you know. But
yeah.
I've been out here in this music. In this music, I've been on both sides, the transportation side and the music side. I drove Tyrone Davis. I drove Queen Latifah. I drove Mac 10, TLC. See, that was my job. I was a tour operator, and I drove their motor coaches. I went on tour with them. I went everywhere they went. You know, so I've been in music just on the wrong side.
Yeah.
I need to be on the side where I'm out on stage and not driving nobody. And that's why I'm pushing so hard now at 60 years old, Lady Diva. I'm pushing hard.
Well, you're doing a very good job.
I appreciate it. You know, that's the – and let me say this because I should have did this up front. All praises be to my father, Yahshua. Without him, without the Holy Spirit, I couldn't do none of this. It's all because of him. So I got to put that out there.
All right. Amen. Thank you all for that information. Thanks. Now, I would like to spin What You Gonna Do. Now, is there a brief story for this song here, why you had put that love and that compassion in with this song? And the title, What You Gonna Do, what's it mean?
Just as it says, what are you going to do when I find somebody new? Because, you know, I've been giving you all these things and being, you know, decent and nice to you, but, you know, you don't give me nothing but attitude. So what you going to do when I find somebody new? Because I got to find somebody new if this is all I'm getting from you is attitude. You know, because, and if you know, if you listen to that song, towards the end of that particular song, when I get, when I'm fapping out, I tell you right then, Dre T is gone, 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 gone.
Well, all right, everyone, stay tuned. Here is What You Gonna Do. I'll be right back.
When I find somebody new, baby.
Dre Teaser, 657-383-0771 is my guest line number. The phone lines are open. Please do call in. Well, Dre, is your music online for purchasing? Can you give our listeners out there that information, please?
Yes, you can find Dre T. Turner, Dre T. Teasers Turner at cdbaby.com. That would be cdbaby.com. And you would just put in Dre T. Turner, which is D-R-E, then space, T, then a space, then Turner, T-U-R-N-E-R. And anywhere you put Dre T. Turner on any website, any search engine, all my work comes up right up top.
All right, and thank you for that information. Well, I would like to ask you, do you have any upcoming events or any performances that are scheduled?
Oh, yeah. We got Thursday night over at 5442 Damon at a little, nice little place that's tucked in. You wouldn't even notice it if you weren't looking for it. Called the Ambrosia Room. We'll be there Thursday night, 8 o'clock, with Vern Sticks Taylor and Friends Band. And we also have comedian Rome Anthony in the house with us that night, too. We'll be, giving it up, doing what we do. And
All right. We
got the Book of Ruth, the play called The Book of Ruth, coming up May 9th through the 12th. And actually, that's the reason I'm in Chicago right now, because I'm based out of Chino right now, Chino, California. But I came to Chicago to do the play, The Book of Ruth. And since I've been here, I've just been picking up little jobs here and there, and it's working out for me pretty good. It's working out.
All right. Well, thank you for that information. Thank you.
Oh, also, now, I forgot. Also, on the, sorry to cut you off, on the, I'll be at, what is that? I have to come back to that. I can't find my note on that. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Anita's Grill, I'm sorry, Anita's Gumbo, April the 5th, I'll be out there with my man, the comedian Rome Anthony. We'll be out there together. I'll be sitting in with him at Anita's Gumbo out on 183rd and Pulaski out in Country Club Hills. That's going to be April 5th.
Okay, is that all?
So, and that's all I can think about right now. I got some things coming up later on in the year, some trail rides and some shows out back at that way, but that's all I can think about right now.
Getting
back into this field from taking a slight little vacation, but I'm back on the scene now. I'm above ground.
Right. Well, more blessings to you and good luck, and congratulations to the music industry. You call your music Southern Soul or just the grownest sexy R&B soul?
Me, myself, Lady Diva, I call it soul R&B for the grownest sexy. But certain times you get cased off into a certain genre because of a certain sound that they think that it should be part of. But I don't think that I have that Southern soul sound that I'm hearing coming out of the South right now. Because I'm from the North.
I would
call it Northern soul. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
I just think it's just straight up soul. And what I think people, no, I'm not going to say what I think. I'm going to say what I know. What people are feeling when they hear Dre T. Turner sing is that gospel influence and the spirit that's coming up out of the way that it's wrapped inside of my spirit. So, you know, what comes out is that spirit. That's all I
right.
And,
right.
And whatever I sing, that spirit is tied to that. So the emotions and all the feeling you get is not something that I have to try to even do. It's natural.
Right.
You know, it's a good thing.
Well, thank you for that information. Dre Teaser, let's play Steppin' Between the Sheets.
I know you got a
story.
Ooh, you're
going to
make
this.
Me tell the story behind that.
Oh, you got to tell it. All our listeners and your fans, they want to listen on that one.
Hello to all my fans out there. Sorry I haven't said anything to you yet, but hello, fans.
So this is Steppin' Between the Sheets, everyone. I'll be right back.
Oh, girl.
Yeah.
I like the way you kick it out like that. You know?
Mm.
The way you spin it around and move it from side to side. Oh, yeah. But can you do those things in these sheets that you do step into my beat?
I can do it, baby.
Stepped in the room, smile, your swag, and that perfume. Girl, you got me captivated from the start. So I check myself, I do have the swag. Step to you, chop it up with you, baby girl. Then I step up quickly, think, and I offer you a drink. And oh, to my surprise, invitation, music score. So let's go down on the floor. Girl, you will come stepping back more. Yeah.
Let me love you.
And I love you, baby girl.
Let me love you.
Step in between the sheets.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, the way you kick it out and spin it around and turn it from side to side. Mm. You look so sexy when you do that.
Really?
Here we go again. Check my swag, pop my collar. Would it be alright with you if I step to you, girl? Chop it up with you. Ask you, would you have this dance with me? And it's plain to see, you and me, we couldn't be stepping into eternity.
Let me love you.
And I love you, baby girl. Between the sheets, can you do those things in these sheets that you do step into my beat? But now we're out here on the floor, deeper down we do explore the fantasies of ecstasy. It's like magic. But now I spin you out, I bring you back, I turn you round, round and round. Now we're grooving. Oh, I like the way you do that, girl.
Love you, baby.
Step in between the sheets.
Between the Sheets, everybody. Oh my goodness.
So you want to know where that came from?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where that come from?
Here we go. Let's delve into this. Now, I was born in the 50s, right?
Yeah.
So that means I grew up in the 70s, which is back then we had the quarter parties, the rent parties, the garage parties, the blue lights and all that.
Yeah.
And every time I would go to a party when my dad would let me, because, you know, I had a strange upbringing. I couldn't stay out at 12 o'clock. I had to be in the house at 18. That's why I was married at 19. But anyway, walking to the party, you see all the girls. They be on the floor. They be jacking their bodies. They be getting it in. The guys standing back. We wallflowers, right? So first thing I say to them, I wonder if she can do them same moves she doing standing on her feet on her back. That's where that came from. That's the truth. That's the truth. And I'm going to tell you this, though, Lady Diva. It took from the age of 13 to the age of 56, 57 to get that out of my spirit.
Oh, my. You a mess. Oh, my goodness.
A chocolate mess. They don't call me Drake Diva for nothing.
That's all right. There's some ladies out there loving your
Let me tell you some more about this particular song, since we're on this song. Stepping Between the Sheets has four great producers on it. Rob Diggy, Earl Powell, Jerome Matthews, and myself. We came together in a collaboration and did this particular song. You got Earl Powell, Grammy with Jennifer Hudson. Rob Diggy, Grammy with Jennifer Hudson. Beyonce, Paul Richmond, Grammy with the Manhattans. And, nominated. Gold Records Platinum. So that song, Jerome Matthews, excellent guitar player, JM Studios up in Waukegan, my brother, that song has been touched by four great musicians. That song has over, and this is honestly got true, that song has over 200 years of experience when you take all the collaborations of the guys that are involved in that particular song.
Right. I can tell now.
And my nephews, oh, hallelujah, my nephews are singing background in there with me.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
They come from the Turner family seed. We're singers.
Yeah.
We're singers. But yeah, that's my baby there. Everybody doesn't know what the story, but they do now.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that information on that song. Thank you, Dre Teaser.
You made me tell it.
What is your website information and what social sites are you located on? Tell our listeners out there so they can follow up with you.
Well, I'm at Facebook. That would be Facebook. And just Dre Teaser Turner, DreTeaser Turner, TURNER. And I just got on Instagram. And I'm here to tell you, Lady Diva, I don't even know what my Instagram handle is yet. That's how new it is. And I was running like a chicken with my head cut off, and I did not write it down. But I am on Instagram, and I'm on Facebook. I'm at iTunes. I'm at YouTube. Like I said before, anywhere you put my name, I'm going to come up. But I wish they would put my name in Spotify or iTunes or YouTube and just look and go to CD Baby and then purchase something. It's not that much. 99 cents for a song. Come on. Help a brother
right.
out.
Right. You hear that, folks?
That's the only way we can keep making the music is, you know, by the support of our fans.
Exactly. We all got to stick in there together.
Because if you try to do it on your own, sometimes you end up in the wrong place. Trust me. I've been there. I'm not talking from someone told me. I'm speaking from experience.
Right. What is that ultimate desire of what you want your fans to get out of your music, Dre?
I want my fans to get out of my music of the love that goes into producing it. And that's the spirit that comes from everybody that's working in this particular music that I do. It's the love that we put towards it, you know. We want you to feel, you know, the freshness of the music. We want you to feel the excitement of the music. We want you to feel the beat of the music. And just let it, you know, encapsulate your spirit. You know, because what comes from the heart reaches the heart, whether it's through music or whether it's through spoken word. You know? And,
yeah.
I think that's what separates singers from sangers.
Yeah, okay.
I think that's what separates the two. You know?
Right. Okay, I hear you.
As we say in the theater, getting naked vocally. So, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for that information. Will you be collaborating with any other artists in the future with any new music projects? Can you give us any information on that now?
Well, actually, that's kind of like top secret because we're getting ready to do some gospel stuff. A friend of mine and myself, so we're kind of like keeping it on the down low till we spring it on everybody.
Okay.
But yes, there's some new things coming. Matter of fact, I'll be in the studio next week with Paul working on a new single called "You Keep Running Away." Yeah, it's a nice song too. You keep running away from my love.
I would like to ask you who are your favorite other singing artists that inspire you?
Well, back in the
that
day,
are still
would,
living.
Have,
that are still living.
Oh, that are still living.
Yeah.
Al Green. That are still living. Bobby Rush inspired me a lot. Icon in the music field. That's my cousin on both sides of the family, my mother and my father's side. That are still living, not many. Because of the time in which I started,
yeah,
you know, a lot of the guys that inspired me when I started have long thus been gone, you know, like your Alex Bradford's and your Jesse Dixon's and your Joe the Guns, you know,
yeah.
All those quartet groups that I grew up listening to and singing with back in the '60s and the '70s, you know, but I'll tell you, I got a lot of love for Teddy P. A lot of love.
Oh,
he's gone,
okay.
But a lot of love for Teddy P. You know,
well,
I like to
I'm gonna ask you right now to throw out a few notes. Can you sing a cappella for us all?
Are you gonna put me on the spot like that, Lady David?
Hey,
you ask me to sing
a cappella. You're Dre T.
There you go, enticing me. Talking about kissing and hugging and freaking and loving. Tell me, girl, do you agree? Yeah, we both need some sexual healing. You feel what I'm feeling. Don't you know my nature's on the rise? Girl, I see love all in your eyes. Say you do, then you don't. Say you will, then you won't. You're in the mood, then you're not. Girl, you're cold, then you're hot. So you're set tonight. Is the night, but the vibe just ain't right. Bragging how you can please, all you ever do is
hey! All right. Ladies, the phone lines are still open if you want to holler at Dre Teza right now. Now, Dre, we're almost at the end of our showcase. You're more than welcome to give a shout out to all those persons that help you along in your musical journey. Go ahead.
Well, I would like to first give thanks to my mother and father for having me.
Amen to that.
Oh yeah, I would like to thank the Turner family for, you know, being in my corner, supporting me. And I would like to give a shout out to Mr. Gary Spence over in the UK, Mr. Gary Vanderbush over in the UK, and Mr. Nick Johnson, Regina Buttercup Rogers with Buttercup Productions, Paul Richmond, Jerome Matthews, Earl Powell, Rob Diggy, Jim Sims, Milton D. Love Cannon, Vernon Sticks Taylor, Bobby Rush, Carl Rush, Randall, Bill Randall, Melvin Jordan, and Wanda Evers. And I'd like to say something about Wanda real quick. She did play a lot of my music down at WMPR down there in Jackson. I really appreciate you, Wanda. And if I left your name out, it's not because I did it on purpose. It's because my time is short. And those are some of the people that helped me. I mean, you know who you are if you're out there listening. You know that if I left your name out, it's not purpose. It's all in love. It's all in love. But I would like to say that on the first Monday every month at the Promontory, the Musicians Network Mecca is over there, and I'll be sitting in with Mr. Bernard Crump over there on May the 4th. You know, and it's a really nice place over there to come out and get some live entertainment, jazz or soul music. And I'll be sitting in with them over at the Promontory on May the 4th, and that's every first Monday of the month. And they have street parking and paid parking available. The doors are at 6 o'clock. Admission's $20. It's a good time. So if you're looking for something new in Chicago, I'll be over there with Mr. Bernard Crump and Mr. Keith Henderson. That'll be the first Monday in May. So come on down. We're going to be throwing down, doing what we do.
All right. Thank you for that information. Wow. Sounds really nice. I would like for you to give that information on your upcoming events, your scheduled live performance. Can you give that information again, as you did earlier,
yes,
please?
Yes. Thursday night, 5542, the Ambrosia Room, 5542 Damon. I'll be there with Vernell Sticks Taylor and friends. That'll be Thursday night. And April 9th through the 12th, we have the Book of Ruth, but it's actually going to run the whole month of May. But the 9th to the 12th, it'll be at Studio 773 up in the Theater District up north. Excuse me. And on the 5th of April, I'll be at Anita's Gumbo, 183 South Pulaski, out in Country Club Hills, sitting in with my good friend, comedian, one of the greatest comedians in Chicago, Mr. Rome Anthony. And it's going down. And I'd like to give a shout-out to my main man. I almost forgot. Mr. Leslie, Prince Leslie, the other part of About That Flavor Productions. It's a lot of things going down, Lady Diva. We're just putting it all in the package and being patient and letting the Lord do what he do.
All right. Thank you for that information. Thank you. Oh, sounds all good. It's all good.
Shout-out to...
Go
sorry
ahead.
I was getting happy. I was just saying shout out to all my fans. I mean, because we about to go up out of here. I know you said we're going to play some teas as we go out. But I want to shout out to all my fans, the Hatters, the Hamptons. All these are my families, the Hatters, Hamptons, Bugs. Shout out to my little cuz, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. Shout out to all these people. I mean, It's coming together, y'all. I've been out here on this battlefield, and I'm still standing.
Well, all right. Y'all hear that? All right. Thank
there will
you
be a,
for that
there
information.
There will be a song coming. Yes. Yeah.
What are your words of wisdom, Dre? You have any words of wisdom? Any advice you want
yes.
to give or a message to deliver spiritually? Go ahead.
Yes. Yes, I would just like to say to all the young musicians and singers and songwriters and whatever, if you're listening out there, just be true to your talent. Just be true to the music, and everything will fall in place. Do it for the love of what you're doing. not for the money. Don't chase the money. Do it because you love it, and the money will follow. Don't let your motivation be carnal. Let it be something that you can, it's concrete, you know? And again, I say music is a universal language that spiritually touches everybody. And when I say that, I want to reiterate that I'm saying music, not the lyrics. We mess up the music with the words. That's just my opinion.
Well, all right. Well, this is the end of our showcase. And I appreciate you with your participation and coming on to the show and telling your story on your journey. And you're always welcome to come back, Dre.
Not a problem. Not a problem, Lady Diva. I appreciate you. I thank you.
And you're welcome. You have a blessed evening. Hey, everyone. This is Lady Diva signing out. Thank you all for tuning in. Stay tuned for more shows throughout this month of March. It ain't over yet till the Fat Lady sings. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, signing out. Here is Tease by Dre Teza.
You won't. You're in the mood and you're not. Girl, you're cold and you're hot. So you said tonight is the night. But the vibes just ain't right. Bragging how you can please. All you ever do is tease. Let me know. Make up your mind. Hear what I'm saying. Good to go. Quit wasting time. Oh, let me show you every position. Just give me permission. Don't you know my nature's on the rise? And girl, I see love all you don't. Say you will, then you won't. You're in the mood, then you're not. Girl, you're cold, then you're hot. So you said tonight is the night. But the vibes just ain't right. Bragging how you can please. All you ever do is tease. Oh, baby, all you ever do is tease.
Oh,
and you know what?
What?
I told you this didn't make no sense.
No.
You keep teasing and teasing and teasing and teasing and teasing me. Baby, oh, baby. You're not. Girl, you're cold and you're hot. So you said tonight is the night. But the vibes just ain't right. Bragging how you can please. All you ever do is tease. Say you do, then you don't. Say you will, then you won't. You're in the mood and you're not. You're cold and you're hot. So you said tonight is the night. But the vibes just ain't right. Bragging how you can please. All you ever do is tease.
Yes, I do.
Then you don't. Oh, baby.
Yes, I will. Tonight, but the vibes just ain't right.